Workbook, Unit 11, In Search of Adventure, Activity 6.
The show Adventures and Fears is back again with Jeremy Sharp. Jeremy, can you tell us what happened next? That is, after you fell asleep?
Yeah, sure. The next morning I woke up and I was in the same position as I was the night before.
You must have been scared stiff.
Yes, I was. I got up and prayed that everything would be normal again.
And was it?
Well, no, it wasn't. I picked up the knife and opened my bedroom door really slowly, like, you know. I was scared.
And?
I ran down to the living room, calling, "Mum, Dad, where are you?" But nobody answered. I was alone in the house.
Oh, and so what did you do?
I went outside. Everything was a really weird colour, reddish-like, and nobody was out there either. Then I remembered the locket, and I started thinking that all the things that were happening were related to the colour red.
Right. The locket, the TV channels,
the websites, and the atmosphere too. So I decided to go back to the graveyard and throw the locket away where I'd found it.
Good decision, I think.
So I went back there, and there was the same puppy that I'd seen before. The same one. I thought, whoa, this can't be. I was really scared, because I hadn't seen a living creature since the day before.
So then what did you do?
I started thinking, you know, that maybe that locket had some kind of magical powers, but I didn't want to have anything more to do with it. So I threw it back on the ground where I'd found it and I ran home.
But nobody was at home, right?
Right. Anyway, I ate some fruit and decided that I wouldn't go anywhere until the next day. I tried the TV and the internet again, but the same red screen was on, just like before.
I see. And?
At about 9 o'clock, I locked all the doors and windows, picked up the knife and went to bed with it under my pillow.
And could you sleep?
I must have, because the next thing I knew, my mother woke me up banging on my bedroom door. I jumped out of bed, opened the door and hugged my mother.
And what did she say?
She said, "Jeremy, what's wrong? Did you have a bad dream?" And I said, "It must have been that."
So it all boils down to a bad dream with a real fright.
Well, that's not exactly all.
Really?
No. I was really confused. I didn't think I was dreaming, but she just told me to get up and get ready for school. So I did. And when I got home and we were having dinner, I heard that lady's voice again asking me for help. No one heard it but me. And guess what?
What?
My mother was opening a red package. I said, "Oh, don't open that, Mum." But it was too late.
What happened?
She was holding a chain with a red locket.
So in the end, you had just dreamed about something that was going to happen.
That must be right. But it sure did give me a fright and was a real adventure.